We return to the bombing of the hospital in the Syrian town of Aleppo. According to reports, 27 people were killed. With me now is Pablo Marco, Middle East Operations Manager for Doctors Without Borders, which supports the facility. Pablo, you've probably been in touch with your colleagues on the ground there. What's the latest they're telling you?
Yes, so we were speaking with the director of the hospital just a couple of hours ago to get the last news. He was telling us how all these events unfolded. He explained us that 10 p.m. yesterday, two barrel bombs fell in two buildings close to the hospital. Then a lot of wounded people were driven to the hospital. The relatives were waiting at the gate of the hospital to know the news about their families. And it was at that moment that the third barrel bomb fell at the entrance of the hospital in the emergency room, provoking this massive killing of people.
So it was actually staged so that the people would rush to the hospital. There'd be more people there and for that secondary attack.
So we cannot ascertain it, but all elements show this, that this attack was, as you say, staged to provoke the maximum number of civilians killed.
So tell me what kind of impact it means to not have this facility in this corner of the city.
Well, there are already very few facilities working in Aleppo. We need to know around 95% of the doctors in Aleppo have either fled or they have been killed by bombings already. So every single facility that is destroyed or every single doctor that is killed has a massive impact. This hospital was a reference hospital for pediatrics and, in addition, one of the key hospitals for internal medicine, especially for non-communicable diseases. So very, very high impact for sure.
So how many people roughly are treated in this facility and how long, you know, the wait line, so to speak? There's probably not that many options for people in that area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were talking with the director. He was telling us that all the wounded have been taken to other hospitals, but of course they're absolutely overwhelmed, as you can imagine.
And what does it mean for this hospital to be supported by Doctors Without Borders? What's your involvement there?
Yeah, so we have been working with them for at least now 3 years. When we had teams in Aleppo, we were going to the hospital almost every other week, providing support in terms of technical advice, donation of drugs, medical equipment. The last year, the hospital was attacked twice, also with barrel bombings. And at that time also, after their request for support, we provided new equipment to restart the hospital. And even until this week, we were having regular conversations with them and regular donations.
So what happens now? Are you sending in more doctors into this hospital, into this area?
So we'll keep supporting these hospitals if we are able to make it happen, to make it work again, which is not very clear. And we'll keep supporting many other hospitals in Aleppo City. But at the same time, something important we need to know is that we think it is really important that there is an independent investigation to clarify who has been responsible for this attack and if this attack has been deliberate, as some elements can point out. There is a preparation for a resolution in the Security Council in the next days regarding the protection of hospitals. And this terrible event shows us that this resolution is more important now in Syria than ever.
Are there any other aid agencies that are going to come in and try to fill that gap? I mean, who else supports this hospital? What happens to all those people in that region who no longer have access to any facilities?
There's not much more than anyone can do until the attacks on hospital finish. We need to understand that anyone is really afraid to go to work to Aleppo now. Doctors, medical staff, they are targets in this war. Hundreds of them have been killed, and for sure it's really difficult to replace those who have been killed in this attack yesterday.
Do you see this as a pattern now to target medical facilities? It's not just in Syria, but in other parts of the world too.
Yeah. We are seeing it happening. You were talking just a few minutes ago about the attack in Afghanistan. We have had several attacks in Yemen also in the last months. But especially the most worrying is the situation in Syria, where there have been tens, if not hundreds, of attacks against medical facilities, and where this trend is even worsening in the last, 6 months.
you know, there was that other story in the news today. I mean, does your organization have any sort of a response yet to the U.S. government deciding to discipline 16 members of the U.S. military in that tragedy that affected the hospital in Kunduz last year, the Doctors Without Borders hospital?
Yeah, yeah. So the what I will say is that since this terrible event happened, we have been asking to the U.S. government and to other actors that we think really that we need an independent investigation to clarify what has happened in this attack. The U.S. government has carried out their own investigation, but of course it has not been independent, and we keep asking for this investigation to happen.
All right, Pablo Marco of Doctors Without Borders. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you to you. Bye-bye.